Indeed. Let's get to work here, and welcome to Article 5 Live. Love you guys. Happy Sunday night here on November the 22nd, 2020. We're going to go over some more of the aftermath of the election here from the radio bunker somewhere in the formerly great state of Arizona. It's Article 5 Live coming to you every Sunday night, 8 o'clock. I'm J.D. Smalis, your host. Thanks for joining us tonight. And I want to just do a quick programming note. Welcome to the Twitch community. Welcome to Periscope. Welcome to the YouTube community. And all of my Facebooks can comment into the show live, whether you're following me on my personal page, on the Article 5 Live page, or Friends of Article 5 group. From any of those places, we have a simulcast going on right now, along with the YouTube channel, the Periscope channel, and the Twitch channel, and the LinkedIn channel, and VK Live, if you happen to be in Russia. And there's the Las Vegas Urban. Hey, there you go. Las Vegas Urban Treasure Hunter coming in on YouTube. Good evening. Anyway, you guys, thanks for joining me tonight. And we have a lot of stuff to go over, obviously. One of the first things I want to do for you tonight is play you a video that kind of sums up all the rigmarole about all the different fraud and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to go probably right into that right now so that, you know, we can get all that stuff kind of out of the way and we can move beyond it. So a quick recap kind of on what you can expect to be brought up in some of the court fights and what we know so far anyway, without having privy to the vast amount of evidence. Let's check this out real quick here.
The company is called Dominion Voting. It's used in 28 states.
Well, I can hardly wait to put forth all the evidence we have collected on Dominion.
Several days ago, Dominion came under heavy fire after allegations that their machines caused thousands of votes in one Michigan county to be switched from Donald Trump to Joe Biden.
Which is why Texas rejected using Dominion software three times, raising concerns that the system was not safe from fraudulent or unauthorized manipulation.
It was funded by money from Venezuela and Cuba, and China has a role in it also. So if you want to talk about foreign election interference, we certainly have it now.
It's a feature of the system that was designed with a back door so that people could watch in real time and calculate with an algorithm how many votes they needed to change to make the result they wanted to create.
Each voting machine is a computer running a computer program. Whether that computer counts the votes accurately or makes mistakes, or cheats by shifting votes from one candidate to another, depends on what software is installed in the computer.
President Trump won by not just hundreds of thousands of votes, but by millions of votes. We have so much evidence, I feel like it's coming in through a fire hose.
In Antrim County, ballots were counted for Democrats that were meant for Republicans, causing a 6,000 vote swing against our candidates. The county clerk came forward and said tabulating software glitched and caused a miscalculation of the votes. Since then, we have now discovered that 47 counties use this same software in the same capacity.
We have sworn witness testimony of why the software was designed. It was designed to rig elections.
And the software development was funded by the Clinton Global Initiative.
That's what the Democrats do. If they don't like the rules, they change them. And they change them at the last minute. They manipulate them. They want to tear down our American system.
It is indeed a very foul mess. It is farther and wider and deeper than we ever thought. But we are going to go after it, and I am going to expose every one of them.
Installing that vote-stealing program in a voting machine takes 7 minutes per machine with a screwdriver. But really, the software I built was not rocket science. Any computer programmer could write the same code. Once it's installed, it could steal elections without detection for years to come.
We've got statistical evidence that shows hundreds of thousands of votes being just put in and replicated.
In total, about 500,000 votes were taken from Trump and switched to Biden.
130,000 here, 27,000 there.
You can see how there's 200,000 votes magically for Biden at 3 a.m. in Wisconsin and Michigan.
It's like drag and drop Trump votes to a separate folder and then delete that folder.
Because you knew you were going to use those ballots to catch Biden up.
This is literally global government. The communist Chinese and others want to take this country over, and President Trump has been standing against that, and he was winning all these battleground states by higher numbers on election night till they closed the polls and then secretly stuffed the ballot boxes. And so that's why they're scared of recounts. It's why they're scared of legislatures stepping in. That is their constitutional duty.
This is stunning, heartbreaking, infuriating, and the most unpatriotic acts I can even imagine for people in this country to have participated in any way, shape, or form. And I want the American public to know right now that we will not be intimidated. American patriots are fed up with the corruption from the local level to the highest level of our government, and we are going to take this country back. We are not going to be intimidated. We are not going to back down. We are going to clean this mess up now. President Trump won by a landslide. We are going to prove it, and we are going to reclaim the United States of America for the people who vote for freedom.
All right, so there you have it. We've got some good people on our side. We've got some good people on our side here, obviously. And I believe the cases are in good legal hands with the legal minds that are working on them. And I want to point out the significance of what happened Friday when the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court assigned the circuit court districts to the various different justices in a very public manner. That can only mean one of two things, and I'm going to say it's a 50-50. It either means that the Supreme Court plans to stand up and uphold the Constitution of the United States, or Chief Justice Roberts hopes that the justices will cave under all the global pressure from the multinational corporation heads of our government. Yes, you heard me right. We are wholly owned by the International Monetary Fund, the International Bank, the Bilderbergers, the Rothschilds. The globalist cabal owns most governments, almost all governments, and the UN. We talked a little bit last week about how the Chi-Coms are arrogant enough to think they're the ones in control. Who's Zoom and who, they don't really know. They think they're the top dog, and they're not. The globalist cabal is running the whole works, including the UN and the Chi-Coms. But anyhow, just a sidebar there. So the big question is, will the justices of the Supreme Court, when they receive the absolute gush of evidence of criminal behavior regarding this election, will they do the right thing? Or will they cave? How severely have their families been threatened by these thugs and goons that have stolen, that we've allowed to steal our country? Now, how much threat has gone out toward our officials? This question remains to be seen, because I also heard Lynn Wood talk about it's not just the election stealing that they're going to expose. They're going to expose the pedophilia, the human trafficking rings, and you're going to be surprised about the amount of people in the government that are involved in such things. And as as Sidney Powell said, this is not just the Democrats. Although, I'd venture guess it's more than 2-1 Democrat. There's less of these type of criminals in the Republican Party. But I don't, for a minute, think that they're, you know, the Republican Party is, you know, clean as a driven stove. Give me a break. These spineless twits, these, you know, last week I ranted on the media. And I said, don't be mad at the Democrats. You know, a rattlesnake's a rattlesnake. You step on them, they're going to bite you. Well, you know, I've come to the conclusion the media is no different than that. So really who we ought to direct our anger at are the spineless, worthless Republicans that call themselves patriots. Patriots my ass, okay? Let me just say, we had 1 million people show up in D.C. with a week's notice to get organized. Over 1 million people gathered in D.C. 8 days ago. A caller went on the Rush Limbaugh show Friday crying to Rush, Rush, you're the only thing we have along with President Trump. He went to the Million MAGA March. Rush didn't even know about it. That hurt my heart to find out that Rush didn't know anything about the Million MAGA March. And furthermore, the caller who went to that march didn't know who actually organized that. Because the worthless pieces of crap solenterates in the Rhino Party tried to co-opt that event. And they're trying to co-opt the one that's coming up on the 12th of December as well. But make no mistake, you guys in this audience, you guys in the InfoWars audience and the Band.Video audience, you guys are the one that have been mobilized. Make no mistake. That is the biggest media outlet, the single biggest media outlet. The one that's been banned from all these platforms that we're talking about right now. They have their own platform, and they are the ones that organize that. Anybody who tells you any different is lying. So here's the thing. Not one Republican congressman, senator, official of any kind, showed up at the Million MAGA March. Imagine this. Imagine the Democrats had, you know, organized a million man march. How many of those politicians on the left and the Democrat Party do you think would have shown up? That's right. They would have been beating each other up to get on that stage and get on that stage and give their speech and back the effort. But you think the Republicans would back our effort to save the only presidency worth having since Ronald Reagan's? Silence. You know what we heard from these guys? I'm going to tell you what we heard from the Republican lawmakers. This is what we heard. Yeah. They don't care about you. They don't care about doing what's right. They care about saving their ass or covering their ass or just staying out of trouble, laying low, and making sure they get their pension whenever they retire. And they're mighty happy to be in the minority, most of them, so that they can pretend to be the loyal opposition when the Democrats run everything off the rails. They can say, oh, I voted against that. I'm against that. I'm against that. But when we give them the majority, what do? You know what they do. You know, I want to tell anybody that's on my Facebook that if you think it's time to give this up, get the hell off my Facebook page. Defriend, unfriend me, block me, and I don't want to talk to you because you disgust me. I I'm right up against the 5,000 limit. I need room for patriots on my page. If you want, you know what? Those of you that don't want to fight, that's fine. Just get the hell out of the way and let those of us with balls enough to fight for our president and our country and our way of life, let us carry your water for you, but get the hell out of the way. We'll be happy to do it. And we won't even stick it in your face after we win and say, we won't even say, see, I told you so. Comment coming in. We have opposite people from the other side coming in on Periscope comments. That's wonderful. Oh, Biden already won, and there's no fight. You already lost. Well, let me tell you something about already losing. If you're right, we still win. You know why, there, Mister? I am a con music. I am a con. Yeah, you pretty much are. If these Democrats and Republicans end up stealing this election from President Trump, that would be the worst mistake that they could possibly make, is be successful in their effort to steal this election. Because American patriots, by the tens of millions, have been very patient and very well behaved. I gotta tell you something. If you successfully steal this election, the gloves come off. I gotta say, anybody that believes that this is a free and fair election is outright moron, liar, or a criminal. One of the three, or all three, perhaps. There are so many things that show that it is impossible that Joe Biden won this election. If you know anything about arithmetic at all, it doesn't take a statistician to figure this out, because it's so blatantly obvious. No, Mr. Islamic Comic Music or whatever the hell your name is on Periscope comments over there. Let me put your comment on for everybody else to see. It's not a threat. It's a statement of fact. The American patriots forged this country through guts and grit in the face of all odds. And that blood courses through many of our veins here too, Mr. I Am A Con Music. And so I'm not going to waste any more time with you, but I will say, you are a fool. And it's not a threat. That's right. Math is hard for a lot of people. Especially this goofy guy here that thinks I'm threatening. I'm not threatening. It's a statement of fact, you guys. You ever hear of overvotes? Of course you have. That's where you have a county that's run by Democrats, or there's 150% of the people that were registered that voted. You think that ought to stand? No, it shouldn't stand. Do you think the undervotes in Republican counties, where normally the turnout is 60, 65%, and they only showed up at 48%? Where the hell the rest of the Republicans vote? Oh, they didn't want to come vote for President Trump this time. Is that what we're supposed to believe there, you morons on the left? Come on, man. Come on, man. I got to tell you something. I've never seen such insolence from a bunch of moronic idiots that have no clue what logic is or what's fair and right in this world. and everything's been turned upside down, and every righteous person on this planet knows it. We have statisticians from UK, all over Europe, crunching these numbers saying, wait a minute, it's impossible that Biden get the numbers that they're saying he did. And these people don't even have a dog in the hunt. So what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks is going to turn everything on its head. What's going to happen is going to be horrific, because morons like this idiot I got on Periscope right now telling us that, you know, trying to poke our eye with this stuff, with their criminality. Morons like that are going, well, that one there probably won't have any guts to do anything about it. But the mentally challenged people that break windows and burn cars and destroy property and beat people with barbells and stuff instead of fighting like a normal person would, these morons are going to be energized. And they're, if you think Trump derangement syndrome was bad in 2016, what you want to do is multiply that by 100. Once Trump is announced the president for the next 4 years by the House of Representatives vote, which is where it's going, expect the morons to erupt. However, this has been planned for 2 years now. President Trump knows just exactly what's going to happen. He has the forces in place to quell such an insurrection. And it's not really going to affect us as badly as we think it is for the length of time that it could. So I want to thank all of our listeners, even the ones that disagree, for listening tonight. Because, you know, if I just preach to the choir all the time, what am I really doing? So I'm glad people that think that Biden is legitimate and the vote was legitimate, I'm glad you tuned in. I don't really think that you believe that the vote was legitimate. I don't know a Democrat that does. But see, they've lost all perspective because they don't care. The Democrats don't care that they cheated. They think that's okay. The end justifies the means to the left. So by whatever means necessary, you take the power. That is the philosophy of the leftard. Notice I didn't say libtard. I don't believe in that word. Leftards don't have a clue what liberalism is. You see, conservatives are here to conserve the liberal principles laid out in the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. So conservatives, real conservatives, not neocons, real conservatives are here to preserve the liberal principles laid down in the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and the rest of the Constitution, for that matter. Not many people use these terms in proper parlance and context. Unfortunately, some of our talk radio heroes, such as Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, and these guys have been around for decades, think this is a right-left paradigm. It's a liberal-conservative paradigm. It's a Republican-Democrat paradigm. And I'm here to tell you that I've never fallen for that BS. So, what do you guys think of this guy here? He's saying, I'm delusional by your loss. Take it like an American man. You know, that's just exactly, Mr. I am a con. That's exactly how I'm taking it, just like an American man. That's because I am an American man, and I'm a patriot, and I will stand for the rule of law and what is right. And if an election is stolen, the geniuses that founded this nation constructed our system to deal with your heroes like they would be dealt with in the coming weeks. And the shock that is going to go on through the media and the left is going to be much of an earthquake. And the other problem with that, you guys, it's going to be such an earthquake, it might destroy the country anyway, because we're that far gone here. A country might already be lost, even if we win this fight. We might have to start all over again. You see, the range of corruption is so massive. The only thing that stands between absolute dismay of this country and absolute desolation is a few lawyers, President Trump, about 5 people in his cabinet, and about 10 people in the Congress, and you and I, the people that support this president, which there's around 80 million of us. But the rest of the government, they're on the wrong side. They've either been bought off, compromised, or both. The news media, they're protecting these people because the same thing's wrong with them. They've been bought off, compromised, or both. Or some of them are just flat stupid, sort of like some of the commenters we've been having. But it's nice to have a little opposition once in a while. Let me tell you, this country's in big trouble. This goes way beyond this election fraud. This election fraud has been going on for decades. This is just the biggest, the hugest example. But it was all planned. So they take advantage of a souped up cold virus being released. A bunch of propaganda videos out of China scaring the crap out of everybody when we see people dropping dead in the streets. And there was also footage of those same people getting up and brushing themselves off afterwards. So, you know, it was all meant to scare the crap out of us. So this cold virus that they spread out through all the world multiplied its contagion properties in a laboratory so that everybody would get it. Now we got these idiots saying, oh, we can never get back to normal until everyone has a vaccine. Oh, really? How's that flu vaccine working for you? How's that AIDS vaccine working for you that Anthony Fauci was working on? How's that working? Oh, not too good? Yeah. That's because vaccines don't work worth a crap. They never have, really. There's been a few somewhat successful. We have a guest calling in, you guys. And I want to go on a little bit more about this coronavirus and tie it into the election fraud. Because everybody knows we have 10 times the amount of mail-in unsolicited ballots that we've ever had in history. We have states that have never done it that way, that like Nevada. And it was all this coronavirus lockdown crap is a great opportunity to not only take down the United States of America by installing the phony-ass criminal Joe Biden, who will be removed by the 25th Amendment if he ever takes office within a few months, so that heels up Harris will be your president. It's not going to happen, Captain. Don't worry. Mr. Con music, don't worry. That ain't going to happen. In fact, we're going to enjoy watching these people being marched in orange jumpsuits to the federal penitentiary, or they may get just flown to Guantanamo Bay because actually they're traitors and they deserve military tribunals, not really the American justice system. We'll see how it's handled. It could certainly be justifiably handled in that manner. But anyway, getting back to the coronavirus hype. Coronavirus is real. It kills people. So I know people have lost their loved ones due to coronavirus. The the HUD secretary got very sick with the COVID, and he's better now because President Trump allowed him to take that weird stuff that he took, and it bounced him back, and the surgeon thinks it saved his life. I don't know. So the virus is real, my friends. I mean, John Rappaport thinks it's a fake virus. I don't think I agree with that, because I think that, there's been a lot of top doctors that disagree with that. But what's not real is it justification of what they're doing about locking us down and making us wear masks. That is the absolutely stupidest thing that they could do as far as any of that stuff. The best thing we could do is all get COVID and be done with it. That's the best thing that could happen. But I digress. That would be an insane world, which we have long since left. And how did we leave the sane world? Now I can blame on the media, because they foment leftism in all of our institutions, our education system, our entertainment systems, our sports, everything, our news. The news media foments leftism on every institution. On every social institution that we have, every cultural institution foments leftism. And they've been doing it for generations. And that's how we get so many stupid-ass people in this country. Like that idiot that was commenting from Periscope. Sorry, I don't mean to call you an idiot, but don't act like one. You won't be called one. So anyway, you guys, I want to introduce you to a rock star of radio, a former colleague of mine in radio. He is now has his own show on Dark Sky Radio and Blogspot Radio. None other than Mr. Vaughn Wehunt is with us. How you doing this night, this fine evening, Vaughn?
Hey, thank you, JD. Hey, great, great show, man. I love your studio backdrop with the American flag. You're a great patriot. I'm glad that we chatted earlier tonight, and man, I'm fired up. This is a great show tonight, man, and I love it. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, and welcome. Tell people how they can listen to your great show.
Thank you, sir. I'm on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday night, 8 to 10 p.m. And from there, we upload the show to darkskyradio.com, which goes international all over the country, of course. And then from there, I'm also on Spotify and Podomatic, other internet portal sites. But 8 to 10 Thursdays, blogtalkradio.com. Just type in the Vaughn Wehunt Show. We have over 1 million listeners in all combined internet to sites at this time. So we're doing great, man. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks for being on the show. You're a rock star. You were a rock star when we worked together at the little radio station here in town. And I'm glad to hear you're having the great success that you're having. So anyway, as you know, we've been going over some things. We haven't touched the idea of what the Kraken is too much. I have a good friend of mine that has been chatting Vaughn Wehunt, and he wants to talk about Nassara implementation, and he wants to say that that kind of stuff and things related to that are the Kraken. Comment on anything you want. Go ahead and go for it. Everybody.
I love your timeline here where it says to release the Kraken. I think the Kraken is going to be a big December or January surprise coming from the Trump administration and his investigation of all this election fraud and voter fraud. And the guy that came on, I have no idea who he is, but he said to take it like a man. You are taking it like a man, as millions of other Trump supporters, because that means you're a fighter, JD. You're fighting this fraud. We're fighting this election fraud. Look, when we have counties in Pennsylvania that I heard in Michigan that have more votes than people living in the county, that's a major problem. Right. Along with dead people that are voting again. And I kid my friends, I go, if you want to be immortal, just die and vote Democrat.
Exactly.
It happens every time.
I'm going to be devil's advocate.
We have all kinds of chicanery and shenanigans going on, man. I mean, ballots being found in trash dumpsters. Now, a quick story, I got to tell
you. Wait.
I was at a friend's house for an election party, right, on the presidential election night. And I had to be and get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to get back in the studio and get back to work. But my thing was, I left his house at exactly 1:45 a.m., JD. And when I left, Donald Trump was up in all key states. In Pennsylvania, I think the count was over 800,000 votes. Now, between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m., when I woke up at 5 a.m., I rushed to my AM radio, and immediately Trump was down in all key states between 2 and 5. And I know that for a fact because I had the count before I went to bed. I got about 2 hours sleep. I got right back up, and bada boom, everything had changed. The landscape had changed in this country politically. And you can't tell me that that isn't fraud or some kind of election chicanery. Who votes at 2-3 o'clock in the morning? What happened was those ballots were dropped off. They went to plan B and plan C when an overwhelming tsunami of votes was coming in for President Trump.
Right. What had happened is,
how about those apples?
Hey, are you hearing me? You're not hearing me, are you? Call me back. All right, I'm going to call him back. Why don't I hear you? Why don't you hear me, Von Weehunt?
No.
You don't hear me.
I'm not. But I can see you on my screen.
You're not hearing me. I don't know what happened. I can hear you just fine. Boy, this technology is something else, isn't it?
I can hear you on my screen.
Okay, why don't you hang up and call back, and I'll bet you that fixes it. All right. All right, so what I wanted to talk about, that was distracting as hell. I wanted to. All right, are you there, sir?
Sir.
All right, now I can hear you.
Now I can hear you. I was watching you on Twitter, man. So
all right, hang on a second. I wanted to cut into some of that because we rolled over it when you were talking about. Sir, if you turn that stream down a little bit in the background, that would be good.
Yeah, got it.
but you know, while you were saying this, I put on the screen my buddy Robert. In Las Vegas, President Trump made the comment today, release the Kraken. I did not know that. Okay. This just goes to show how much everybody that's a patriot and who is paying attention is all on the same page. Cause that's just what I came up to put on the crawl today. I didn't know Trump had said that. So that's one thing I wanted to say. The other thing I wanted to say is when you remember years ago, we were talking about on the air many different times, we would talk about fraction magic.
Yes.
All right. Fraction magic is exactly the same thing as what happened to these electronic votes here. It is, you know, it cracked me up when I listen to Newsmax a lot now. I don't listen to Fox too much. But there's this guy, the Mammoth Society or the Mammoth Society. He's trying to get people to join because you only get one vote, he says. And I'm thinking to myself, nope, not if you're a Republican. If you're a Republican, you only get 3/4 of a vote. That's how that works.
That's right. And if you're a Democrat, you get 5 or 10.
No, if you're a Democrat and you vote once, the machine will change you to a vote and a quarter because that's just as how the algorithm works.
It right.
Fractions one side against the other correspondingly. So when it all gets down in the count, it come up with a whole number.
That's right.
So whatever they shave off of one side vote, the one they want to lose, they add that exact amount to the other side that they want to win. And the game there is to get the algorithm right, whether the rate of votes are coming in, so they can make that adjustment right to make it they just win or win in a in a in a a believable margin, okay? This is
right.
What went wrong on election night. This is why they stopped counting the votes, announced that the vote counters were going to go home and start again in the morning, because they knew that they had misestimated where the algorithm had to be and they couldn't catch up. So they had to shut down the counting and backfill the votes with a bunch of fraudulent ballots. That's why you see that upward spike in Pennsylvania, and then turn the vote counter back on. I mean, this is so ridiculous. And the left, here's what we got to do from our radio bunkers here in the formerly great state of Arizona, Von Wiehunt. What we have to do is prepare our troops, because when the leftards are thwarted and it's announced that President Trump will retain the presidency for the next 4 years, all hell's going to break loose, brother.
I totally agree. And one thing I wanted to make a comment on, JD, on your fantastic show here, is the key thing to me, they always talk about a smoking gun. The smoking gun, folks, was when they stopped counting the votes. What we're doing now is more investigation, but when they stopped counting the votes in all those key states, in Pennsylvania especially, that to me was the smoking gun. Why would you stop a vote of a federal presidential election? Democrats always cry and whine, you got to count every vote, got to count every vote. Then they stopped. So they don't even take their own medicine. They're hypocrites. No, they don't even follow their own agenda.
They got to stop counting the votes if they're losing, man. You know that.
I know. That's my point. They knew they were losing. They knew that Biden was a terrible candidate. Look, I knew something was up when Biden wasn't even campaigning for the last year in his basement, right? So he was told, hey, Joe, no matter what happens, we're going to make you a winner. We've got the big tech. We have the algorithm. We even have stuffed ballots, bro, in warehouses ready to go.
There's a half a dozen ways they cheated. And they not right. only that, Biden even came out publicly and said, I don't need your vote to win. He told us that. Now, a lot of people just count that off to gaff Joe. But let me tell you something else. The entity that all these leftists worship require that they tell you what they're doing to you before they do it to you.
That's right.
And also, that's why you heard Joe Biden say he had organized the best voter fraud group in American presidential history.
That's right.
That wasn't a gaffe.
I agree.
That
was the truth.
Wasn't a gaffe. That was him telling us what they're going to do. And many other ways they told us what they're going to do to us long before they did it. Ever since I've been on the air, back when I was still on the radio, back when we started this broadcast, I've been warning everybody, they're going to steal the election. They're going to steal the election. How did I know that? Because it's obvious they told us they were going to do it.
That's right.
You better damn well listen to these criminals when they tell you they're going to run over your ass, because that's what they're going to do. But furthermore, I want to tell you something else, and we're going to get Robert Dickinson involved, because he's going to throw a link up there in the chat, I hope. There's a president. We talked about this a little bit already. There was a 2018 executive order that changed all the rules about going after this voter fraud. Okay.
Yes.
And that's still in effect.
Yes, it is.
And the reason it's in effect is because President Trump has known what was going to happen in this election since back then. Now, COVID made it all that much worse. I don't think anybody knew that aspect of the fraud was going to happen and how COVID enhanced their ability to defraud the world with this farcical vote, with all the mail-in ballots. But they didn't need the mail-in ballots, Von Wiehunt. They have Dominion software, our Dominion Vote company. It's you buy that. If you want to stay in office, you buy it, and they just take care of you. It's all it is. It's just a criminal enterprise. It's just like the mob. It was just like a mob on a bigger scale. That's all it is.
You're right, man. And the thing is, like I had told folks, like if you don't get this election right, and again, regardless of where it goes, left or right or indifferent, my thing is all the Democrats have they talk a big game. Oh, it's about the democracy. First of all, we're not a pure democracy. We're a constitutional republic, as you well know. And we have electors and things of that nature. But if we don't get this right, the foundation of our republic, i.e. democracy, if you will, is going to be cracked. And that's going to, that will ruin the foundation going forward. No one's going to have any confidence in these elections, JD.
Absolutely correct. Now, Vaughn Weehan, I want to respond to Haywood1917, who's joining us from Twitch. And welcome to the Twitch community, by the way. This is our first broadcast on Twitch. And he comments the question, do you hate rich people too? The answer, Mr. Haywood, or Ms. Haywood, 1917, is this. I can speak for myself and all the people I know. I don't hate anybody. I don't even hate Joe Biden. I expect a rattlesnake to be a rattlesnake. I don't hate rattlesnakes, okay? I don't hate anybody. I don't hate poor people. I don't hate rich people. I don't hate people because of their sexual orientation or any other kind of thing. And nobody I know on my side does. What I hate is crime. What I hate is deceit, lies, crookedness. That's what I hate. I hate the action, not the people doing the action. Because you know why? The retribution that will happen on a spiritual plane doesn't require me to enhance it with my hate and poison myself with hate, which I do not do. I don't hate anybody. I get pissed off at my side when they won't stand up and fight for what's right, but that's not hate. So there's a long answer to a short question, Mr. Haywood, 1917, and thanks for being there, and I appreciate it. Go ahead, Vaughn Weehan, with your comments.
I didn't quite catch that. He said, do I hate rich people too? Was that it?
No, you can't see the screen. Oh, yeah, you're watching Twitter. There, you can see his comment on the screen now from Twitch. And I thank you for the comment, by the way. I don't need a rah-rah audience out there. If you want to challenge
me. Oh, I see it now.
Yeah, there you go.
So, I don't hate anybody, man. It's like,
no,
why?
That's not what it's about, man. Haywood, it's not about hate. It's about rule of law. We're a nation of rules, not a nation of rulers. You can't just cheat in every election and then think that that's okay. That's not okay.
And I think the Haywood.
If I would say the same damn thing, if it was Donald Trump and our side that cheated, I would say, get that son of a bitch out of there and put somebody else in here who rightfully won the election. It's about what's right. Now, it just so happens it didn't go that way. But I don't want to win the way you guys think you won. That's for damn sure. If we can't win fair and square, we'll live to fight another day. But you guys on the left don't have that philosophy. You guys have the end justifies the means. Any which way, you think it's okay to win. Whether you cheat by 8 million votes, which is what it's going to end up being when we find the truth, do you think that's just fine? Let Biden and heels up Harris take it, okay? And then we got somebody, Vladdy to Ola. Abielito, thank you very much for that comment. It's really cool, Vaughn Weehan. I'm enthralled because we added a bunch of platforms and I'm getting response from these guys tonight, and it's a wonderful thing. Your comments, Mr. Vaughn Weehan from the Vaughn Weehan Show.
Yes, sir. Well, JD, first of all, we don't hate anybody. And you and I talked about this back at our KFNX days here in Phoenix on live radio. It's not about hate. First of all, rich people, that's Joe Biden. He's filthy rich. So are many of the Democrat people. They're filthy rich. I never see the Democrats bitch and moan about them and their millions.
Not only that, I don't begrudge anybody their money if they earned it, honestly. Now, you know, the question remains if the Bidens actually got their millions of dollars. I think personally, the evidence points to the Bidens got their hundreds of millions of dollars by selling their influence as officials in the United States government. And to me, I think that's something you ought to go to prison for, because I know damn well if I did something like that, they'd lock my ass up right away.
Exactly. And the thing is that we don't know how much money has been coming into the Biden family. You got the Clintons, the Obama. Why is it that they go to D.C., a lot of these folks, and again, both parties are guilty, and they go up there and the salary for a congressman is 160 grand roughly, and within 5 to 10 years, they have 30 or 40 million bucks in the bank. I mean, there's corruption everywhere. But my thing is, no one hates rich people, poor people, indifferent. My thing is, America is what you make of it. If you want to think negative and think that being poor is noble, go for it.
Those of us that are Trumplicans, let's just use Joy Villa's term for the new segments of the Republican Party. She calls herself a Trumplican. If you remember Joy Villa, she is the young lady that wore the Trump dress to the Emmys in 2016 and caused quite a shitstorm. Oops, pardon my language. But anyhow, she was on the show here about a month ago, and she's a wonderful lady, and she calls herself a Trumplican. And why I think that's, you know, significant is because I call myself a Republican because I actually know what the word Republican means with a small r, okay? I know what it is. That's why I'm a Republican, because we have a Republican form of government. I believe in that form of government, and therefore I am a Republican. I don't like to be associated with people like Mitt Romney, Lindsey Graham, and the rhinos and the turncoats and the spineless solenterates in the Republican Party, who should all be, you know, in a fair, sane world, we'd have a gallows in the downtown square and take care of business that way. Okay, so, you know, I don't really like Republicans, but, you know, Democrats, by and large, are especially at the top, are wholly dishonest people. W-H-O-O-L-O-L-L-Y, wholly untruthful. And many, see, here's the thing, Von Wehen, I'm going to go on a little soliloquy for you here in the audience. The difference between us, I'll call us right-wingers, and those on the left is this. By and large, the left has never heard anything but the left. Okay, that's all they know.
I agree.
Wait, let me finish. That's only half of what I was going to say.
Okay.
Those of us on the right have examined the left, and we have examined the right, and then we have made up our mind who's telling the truth. That's the difference between people on the right and the left. The left, by and large, with a few exceptions, have never heard or listened to anything but their side. And anybody that presents anything to them that does not agree with them, they dismiss out of hand. They never even consider it because, oh, that must be crazy. And that's exactly opposite what those of us on the right have done. We've examined, we've studied the left. We see what they do. We see what they've done to their people over the centuries. How many millions of people have been killed by leftism. We see all this stuff, okay? And then we see what people on the right have done. Liberty, freedom, rugged individualism, free enterprise, free markets, innovation. All these things, and I choose liberty. I choose freedom. Give me liberty or give me death. So you lefties that think you're so smug and so smart, you're going to have a bad, bad Christmas. Go ahead, Vaughn.
I love it, JD. Spot on, man, as usual. I would say this, that first of all, just getting back for a brief moment to the money aspect of it, George Soros, my God, is a billionaire. I never hear the militant left bitch moan about him. It's never about George Soros, who backs them, who funds the Democrat DNC and all their little leftist minions. So he's out there. And you're right. The militant left is in an echo chamber. They really believed that America hated Donald Trump as much as they did. And they have found out, they were really angry after the election that Donald Trump got about, 71 plus million votes.
It's
and they
about
were really
74 million and counting. But Sidney Powell came out and said, after the evidence is made public, we're going to find out he got over 80 million votes.
I agree. And also, they had done a count I saw where Trump won the election by 410 electoral votes. And I think there's tons of evidence that is going to come out. But what the left wants is they wanted America to repudiate Trump, to kick him in the mud. They wanted his flock and followers to abandon him. When they didn't see that, they got really royally pissed off and angry. And that's the crux of it, that we did not repudiate our leader. We did not, you know, diss the president. We still support him. We still like the guy. We like his policies. He's doing good for the country. Biden and Harris are just communists and Marxists who will destroy the
United States. Biden and Harris too much credit. They're not communists and Marxists. They don't even know what the hell they are. All they are is they're going to be what they're told to be, man. They don't own their own soul, okay? And I put this guy's comment, Alex's nightmare, this guy doesn't know liberty. I presume you're talking to me, sir, and that's a fine-looking picture you got there. You look almost like Alex Jones. Anyhow, I don't know liberty. Well, I think I do, and if your side wins, we'll all know the gulags, won't we? Including you, because you leftist idiots will be the first useless idiots to be done away with by your bosses because you're so disloyal to the people of this country and this country that you're the first one that'll be eliminated because your bosses know you can't be trusted. If you'll turn your back on your own constitution, your own people, and your own country, they know you'll turn your back on them once you know you've been had, Mr. Alex's nightmare. Have a good one, buddy. So, hey, you know, I love it. We're getting a lot of, opposition chat tonight.
Yes, you are.
From various different platforms. And you know what that means, Mr. Von Weehan? That means they're scared and we're over the target. That's just, you know this from radio.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever you draw the fire, you know you're over the target. It's called flak.
That's right. And what the Democrats want is they want you to go away quietly. They don't want you to challenge anything. They want all legal remedies in the courts only reserved for them and the DNC and the Democrat Party. God forbid,
General Weehunt,
the court system, that we use the same system that they use. It's about high time. And that's what really rankles them, man. They can't stand it.
General Weehunt, let me ask you a question. You know the same, or at least know of the same group of 14 million patriots that are just about done with patience.
Oh, yeah.
You know, our friends that are highly trained and highly armed that have been pushed and poked in the eye and spit at for all these years. And guess what? They sat back and taken it all. And these idiots, these leftards think that we're going to take this one way or the other. We're not. Actually, I think there's more than a 50% chance that this whole thing's going to end peacefully with Donald Trump in the White House for four more years. There's another 30% chance that it's going to end up with Donald Trump in the White House, not so peacefully, and they might have a 10 or 20% chance of pulling off their fraud. And if they do that, they're going to be the biggest losers in that situation. So you better hope you don't win, idiots.
I would say this, JD, that the militant left, I always hear these threats coming from them, not from the right wing. It's coming from the left wing. Yeah, I would tell them
just let me say, I had people earlier saying, is that a threat?
Yeah,
No, it's not a threat. It's a statement of fact. We've been sitting here on our hands for decades while you assholes try to destroy this country. And guess what's going to happen now? You get to the brink of destroying this country and you start infringing on our constitutional rights to the degree that you force our hand. That's not a threat. What it is America is is made up of patriots that will fight for what's right. We will fight for our God-given rights. And if you Satan-worshipping jerks try to infringe too deeply on our rights, we will stand up for what's right. And that's not a threat. That's a promise. And you better not try us.
I agree, JD. And the thing is, they should, you know, if you're a Democrat in America tonight, you should be just very careful what you wish for. I hear all the threats coming from the left. I see them always. They've been rioting for 4 years. My God, we have the evidence. I mean, riots every night in major Democrat cities. They burn down about a quarter of Minneapolis. I mean, Portland, I mean, D.C., Chicago, New York. Come on, the list goes on. I don't see the right wing. That's all left wing riots,
yeah,
man.
What do you expect from leftards? They don't respect right. anything. They don't.
They burn down their own cities. I mean, now, and we sit back and take it in, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And here's what people need to know about Antifa. Antifa are not the friends of Joe Biden and Heels Up Harris. Antifa hates everybody.
They hate
them just as much. They think. You see, the problem is with Antifa is not with the problem they have with Harris and Biden is they're not anywhere near left enough. They believe Biden and Harris are products of the evil capitalist system. You see, Antifa tards think that capitalism is the root of all evil, and that is why they call us fascists, because they think pretty much capitalism begets fascism. That's what they think fascism is. So that's why they call themselves anti-fascists. Now, this is a classic case of complete indoctrination of up is down and down is up and left is right and right is left. They don't have a... I wish they'd pull their head out of their ass and figure out what they're actually talking about, because they have no frigging clue, okay? So... free enterprise is the opposite of fascism. Fascism is what you see Anthony Fauci doing with him engineering a virus to release upon the people so that he can, along with Bill Gates, hold the patents on the quote-unquote solution to the problem that they created. I would call that fascism, wouldn't you, Von Weehunt?
Yeah. The thing is, exactly. I mean, look, if you're out there in this country and you really truly think that Donald Trump is a fascist, you're a moron. You're a political moron.
Absolutely.
He is pretty mild compared to very, very mild. The guy likes to play golf.
What
okay?
it is that people don't understand about Donald Trump, he is not politically ideological.
He should be a Democrat, for God's sake.
But he stands for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
That's right.
Not a party, one party or the other. He's not.
I would say this. Right. If they think that fascism is what we have now, they haven't seen anything yet. Trump is not a fascist leader. And my thing is, their whole movement is really not legitimate because we don't have a fascist leader in America.
Well, the problem is they don't know history. If they knew anything about Mussolini, if they knew anything about National Socialism, or if they knew anything about the fascist regimes of the 20th century, there's no way they could possibly call America a fascist nation. Although, if you do know history, Hitler and Mussolini got their fascist ideas from the progressive movement of the early 20th century. That's where they got the ideas from. The damn Democrat progressives and the Republican progressives, by the way, back in that era. This is where Hitler and Mussolini got their fascist ideas from. Yes, they got them from the left of the United States of America of 100 years ago. Von Weehunt.
I love history, and you're right. JD, people don't know that it all goes back to the Russian Revolution of 1917.
The Bolsheviks.
Right. When the Bolsheviks took over Russia, they did not sit in Moscow and drink vodka and just hang out. They dispersed thousands of street agitators all into Europe, into Germany, Austria, England, France, etc.
Isn't that Nazis, where the original anti-fascist flag came from, correct?
Fascists, they were communists. They were sent there and funded by Lenin and Stalin. There was no fascism. What happened was the right-wing reactionaries in Europe, like the Nazis, etc., they were a checkmate. They were a reaction to the Red Menace, it was called. It was called the Red Terror.
Now, here's where you and I are going to bump heads. I'm going to tell you something. The Nazis were not right-wingers. And let me explain that. First of all, Nazi means national socialism.
True.
Now, nationalism is an independent political element from left or right. Nationalism can be left or right. It doesn't have to be either one. Nationalism stands upon its own. It's not left and it's not right. But socialism is not like that, okay? Socialism is far left. The only thing farther left from socialism is communism itself. Hitler was a leftist. Just because he was a nationalist doesn't mean he was on the right. And a lot of people make that mistake, and that's where I'm going to leave it.
Well, I would say this. I love that topic because you're right in many, many ways. National socialism, which is a whole separate thing, it's really in a category all of its own.
And it's leftism.
Yes, but it only meant socialism for the German people, not for the world. That's the distinction most people do not make. Now, I always say if the Bolsheviks come in, somebody at some time, whoever it is going to rise up to challenge them. And so we live in America. We want a republic. We want freedom and liberty for all Americans. We don't want anything else. We want more freedom, more opportunity, right?
The rule of law. The only other thing we want is the rule of law, not the rule of man.
Right, but the World War II, I mean, yeah, so people make that thing where they think, yes, it's socialism. And my point is socialism in back then meant something very different than it did back in the 1930s. Today, it means give a check to everybody. If you're an immigrant, you get a check. No, in Germany, it meant only Germans got help from the government. Nobody else.
You just made my point. That's the nationalism aspect
right.
of the Nazis.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's in a category.
Still
all by
leftism,
itself.
Though.
Right, right.
Hitler was not on the right. My point is made, sir.
But it worked for them. It worked for them for a while. People don't know that Germany had the highest standard of living in all of Europe. Now, compared to people in Europe, that was a right-wing movement. Again, it's a different era, a different time. We look back now and see something different, right? But at the time, it was considered...
Okay, I accept your retort, but I'm going to say this. That proves my other point that I made earlier in my opening, that the left-right paradigm is farcical in and of itself.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying, is that we can look back now, hindsight's 2020, and see something different.
Well, right. Here is the only way that left-right paradigm actually makes any sense, and Glenn Beck is the one that lays this out better than anyone else. Okay, the American Republic was founded about halfway in between total anarchy at 0% government and 50% government, which we'll call centrist, okay? About 25% government we were founded. It wasn't enough. Bring in the Whiskey Rebellion, okay? So we ticked it up about 10% to 35% government in a federal sense, okay? And we ticked it up towards the center just a little bit and gave the federal government a little bit more power and wrote the Constitution and you know the history. So the point is this. The only left-right paradigm that makes any sense is a linear scale where 0% is total anarchy and 100% is totalitarianism. And if you put different various governments on that scale, then left-right makes sense, where right being the 0% government and left being the 100% government, then it makes sense.
all other aspects of it, including the you know, the, all the professors and all that, say you go far enough left, you turn right, and far enough right, you turn left. It's all BS, man. Are you with me?
I'm still here. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I like to move forward, and you are right. It's like
linear scale is where left right makes sense. Other than that, forget about it.
There is a left right, and it is real. But my thing is, look, we are. You can be of any persuasion, pretty much. If you're for the country, which I am, I mean, as you are. We want more freedom, more liberty for people. The problem with the Democrats is they are far more left of where they were 20, 30 years ago. JFK, for example, would never be welcome in the Democrat Party of today. He would be hounded out of town, tar and feathered, you know? So they are so far left. They are now really communists, and they don't know they are because their actions speak for themselves.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah. Thank you for having this discussion with me because, you know, one of the aims of my show has always been to try and bring perspectives about poli-sci that people don't get in their schools. And you've helped me do that to a great degree tonight on the show, Vaughn Weehunt. Now, can you hang out for about 10 more minutes? Because I want to play everybody a video and help lift everybody's spirits a little bit and see what you think about this as well. Are you ready for this?
The entire Democratic Party, foreign governments, the entire globalist system is ganged up on the American people and President Trump and the truth right now. Now, here are the facts. Joe Biden said that he was going to challenge the election all the way through to inauguration, and that was the law, that he had the right to do it. That's actually true. Then he said that he thought that President Trump was going to try to steal the election and that they had a right to challenge that. Well, you do have a right to challenge an election, even if somebody didn't really try to steal it. So the idea that President Trump can't be challenging all this in court now is absolutely asinine. It's a fraud on its face. And CNN and the other mainstream corporate media are engaging in the greatest gaslighting in history, saying that as courts in Georgia and Pennsylvania and Michigan throw out his lawsuits that he's losing. No, he's not. I'll give you the facts right now. President Trump is in the lead. When they close those polls in those five battleground states, he had double and even triple the margins he had, depending on the state, than he got 4 years ago. And then come in all the illegal ballots. Thousands of affidavits have been signed that they were postmarking ballots days after the election, that had come in after the election. This is all admissible in court. This is all sworn testimony. Then you've got, in multiple states, the fact that they didn't even check the signatures to match them, violating law. All those ballots are fraudulent and are going to be thrown out. And in Georgia, the governor just came out yesterday and said, I'm certifying what the Secretary of State said, but I'm calling for a fraud investigation because a recount isn't enough. You've got to check the signatures, and that's what Trump is now getting authorized to do with his lawyers. They estimate upwards of 10% are going to be fake signatures. That is going to take Trump over the 13,000 votes he needs handily.
I join many in backing a hand recount in urging a thorough investigation into any voting irregularities.
Boom, Georgia is in play. But let's give you the big one right now. President Trump has said from the beginning that they're trying to steal this election with these fake ballots. They're going to stuff the ballot boxes with them. They're going to falsify the signatures. They're going to have dead people voting. And so he said it's going to end up at the Supreme Court because they've already wargamed all of this. And I sat back and I said, the Supreme Court may be so cowardly and blackmailed, some of them, that they may rule against Trump. Well, guess what? They didn't. In a huge signal, like fireworks in the sky, like the bat signal, the Supreme Court on Friday got almost no coverage because the media didn't want you to know this, came out for the first time I've ever seen and took over the circuit judge positions. They can do that legally and lawfully because there's a time frame here. So they have gone down to the federal circuit court level in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona, and they have put conservative justices have been assigned by the Chief Justice to those battleground states. So now the cases go directly to the Supreme Court so the Democrats can't run the clock. This is unbelievably important. And again, they'll be able to actually look at the law and the affidavits and the recounts showing that they didn't look at the signatures in Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and other areas, and that they have all these witnesses that worked at the post offices and that worked inside the polling places, that they would not even look or compare the signatures. All of those ballots will then be thrown out, and then Trump will win Michigan. Remember, he was winning massively with the red mirage, like Bloomberg told us he would do, and like Zuckerberg said, and they spent hundreds of millions of dollars to, again, go set up these local groups to go to the governors and have them in dissent decrees say, we will take mail-in ballots even if they aren't properly filled out. Well, you can't do that. The legislatures didn't pass laws allowing that. So again, on multiple fronts, they have them. Then you've got the poll watchers being thrown out in Michigan and Pennsylvania, and the video and the affidavits of the Democrats putting up cardboard over the windows so people couldn't even see in. And the Democrat poll watchers could be 5-1, 6-1, 10-1 against Republicans. Republicans were put in little squares or circles 50 yards away, 20 yards away, depending on the state. And Democrats were just fluttering around doing whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted, and caught on video in Pennsylvania, Michigan, you name it, filling things out on the ballots. And then it goes on and on and on. So you're hearing, Trump just lost Georgia. The governor says Trump's full of crap. Got to go to Infowars.com. He got his press conference. He says evidence of fraud, evidence of criminal activity, razor thin margin, and that he believes that Trump will probably end up winning if there's a recount, a real recount, not the fake machine one. But I want to be clear. Trump is up against the globalist, the mainstream media, the corrupt big city machines, the corrupt blue state machines. He's up against just the public's general invincible ignorance, their weak-mindedness in many of these blue state areas. But if the Supreme Court doesn't betray the truth and doesn't betray the law, and if Trump keeps pressing and doesn't concede himself in these key states, the Supreme Court is going to rule that he really won those states. And there is going to be incredible fireworks because the corporate media, the establishment media, the globalist media, don't want a nationalist patriot president. And they know Trump won in a landslide. The Republicans almost won the House back. They may keep the Senate, probably will. There isn't too much fraud, again, in the runoffs. And so this is a repudiation of their whole system. They need to repudiate the populist. They even brag that they're doing this. They even are now bragging with the Great Reset that they've used COVID to lock us down, to demoralize us, and to punish populists in the UK, populists here, and populists in Europe and Australia. I mean, this is incredible. So COVID was brought out, the hysteria, the lockdowns, the attack on the economy, because they knew Trump was so incredibly popular, they had to try to hurt the economy and then say that President Trump was to blame for the COVID. And now we see the headlines. Trump's attempt to steal the election unravels as coronavirus cases surge, but not coronavirus deaths. Remember? It was supposedly going to kill 4% of the population. That was going to kill 1%. That was going to kill 0.1%. It doesn't even kill 0.1%. And almost all of it is car wrecks, gunshot wounds, heart attacks, cancer. And major epidemiologists and other scientists, virologists, are coming out and saying this is the biggest hoax in the universe. It's a real virus. It does kill some people that are debilitated and old that have deficiencies, but it is the biggest deception ever. It is a fraud. It is a scam. It is a power grab. And now the head of the Davos group, the head of the UN, Bill Gates, they're all saying, oh, this is about cutting carbon and about the left taking over. So the left, even though you hate lockdowns, this is us exercising our power. And the average leftist is even on NPR now. I've heard them going, well, we're going to use this to reshape society. So the lockdown never stops. Okay, everybody? They're even getting the average Democrat or socialist or communist on board with the fraud now. That's why they're admitting all this. This is so crazy. So we need Trump in so badly. Even if Biden had won, which he didn't. It's clear it's fraud, but give me a break. Didn't get more votes than Obama. Trump got 10 million more votes than he got last time. I mean, give me a break. You had many precincts in Pennsylvania and Michigan where over 100% of Democrats voted in the precincts. Again, the fraud goes on and on. We're in an ocean of fraud. And Tucker Carlson comes out and says, show me, Trump team, the forensics on the computers of the algorithmic fraud. They're suing in Wisconsin. They're suing in Michigan. They're suing in Pennsylvania to get into the voting machine raw data. And not just have the same clerks that ran the scam run the same stuff through again, but have forensics. So again, we know there's a fraud because Trump's teams and separate mathematics groups have done this. analytical groups have gone in and looked at the Secretary of State numbers that they published, downloaded the official numbers, which are impossible, that show those fraud graphs. So they know it's the same algorithm, the same vote totals, 70%+ for Biden against Trump, that came in all these states late at night. So it was the same number, the same scam, the same type of fraud. So any mathematician or statistician can look at it and see there's fraud all over this, all sorts of rules being broken. Things don't balance out. But they haven't been able to get into the actual code yet, so that's what they can't get Tucker Carlson. And so I don't know if Tucker's confused or what's happening there, but I think Powell and Giuliani are doing a fabulous job, and I 100% back them, and I've talked to the highest level lawyers in the White House that are on this, and they tell me that the strongest issue is the signatures. If they can get a real audit of the signatures and show in many cases there weren't even signatures on the damn ballots, then Georgia's thrown out, Pennsylvania's thrown out, and other areas, and Trump wins. So again, the next big question I'll be covering tonight, 4 to 6 p.m. on my regular Sunday show, Owen Schroyer with Sunday Live, 6 to 8 after me, and we're working 7 days a week right now, this is such a critical time, is the gaslighting. That's why they ignore the fact that the Supreme Court just started preparing to take over the federal cases. That's why they ignore Trump's overall strategy, is because they just want to keep acting like Biden is the new president and saying he's the president-elect when that's not an office, and building that up so that their own constituents and others politically actually believe that when the Supreme Court rules in favor of Trump, that the election has been stolen, which is what they did 4 years ago, saying he was a Russian agent and it was illegitimate. That's why everyone that supports this country still existing, because this is a globalist takeover. If Biden gets in, he's going to extend the lockdown forever, bring in a depression, bring us to our knees. They admit that. They don't want free market. They don't want capitalism. They want big mega banks to control a bunch of slaves through corporate fascism and socialism at the grassroots. Klaus Schwab, all of them have said it. That's what we've all got to donate in the runoff races in Georgia for the Senate. We've all got to give to the super PACs. We've all got to march. We've all got to get involved. We've all got to give to the Trump campaign like never before, because he's having to spend tens of millions of dollars on lawyers and on these recounts and all these forensics. And he's doing a fabulous job, by the way. The media is not covering it, so that he has the money to be able to continue to do this. This is, again, an incredible war that's happening, and all of us have to be engaged and be getting the truth out. And you also have to be reaching out to your Democrat friends and others and explaining to them that they've been brainwashed. That's why Trump needs even more money. And I know the White House listens. They need to start running targeted national ads on the internet and on TV showing Joe Biden saying,
"Will you pledge not to declare victory until the election is independently certified?"
Yes.
Show a clip of Hillary saying, "We're going to contest this all the way through to the inauguration if we lose. And that's the law. We have a right to do it." And Pelosi saying, "It doesn't matter what happens with the election next week. We're going to be inaugurating Joe Biden on the 20th.
Whatever the end count is, but on the election that occurs on Tuesday, he will be elected. On January 20th, he will be inaugurated president of the United States."
They've got to show people that they're the ones that had this strategy all along. And now they just stole it once they closed the polls that night by adding all these fake ballots in over the next week. And that is what the fraud is. That is what the crime is. And that Trump saying we're going to contest this is his right and is under the law and is a right the Democrats had as well. Al Gore didn't concede for 37 days. We're not even up to 20 days right now. So again, no one can debate that this is a gaslighting, this is a fraud. When they run headlines that it's dangerous and Trump's a dictator and, oh, the military needs to remove him, that's why they've been pushing for him to be removed before January 20th, because they know he has a legitimate right and real evidence to fight them. So this is the immovable object runs into the unstoppable force. This is going to be absolutely insane, absolutely incredible, and all of us have to be engaged and all of us have to be fighting, because this is now a court of public opinion issue. This is now political. And I make the central point that, yes, he lost. The evidence is clear that Biden's a fraud. And the media is gaslighting us and announcing he's the winner. We understand that. We know that. But the bigger issue is Biden and his son are on record being communist Chinese agents. So even if he legitimately won, he should be removed for being a foreign asset. Everything they said about Trump and the Russians wasn't true. With Biden, it's completely true with the Russians as well. the Moscow mayor, 3.5 million. I mean, this, the Ukrainians, tens of millions, the Chinese, hundreds of millions, his son. Oh my God, I meet with the head of Chinese intelligence and on and on and on. He's disappeared. There's criminal investigations into me and my dad, Southern District. All that's real. And the media suppressed it. And that's the real crime, is big tech censoring all the election fraud news, all the pedophilia news, all the fact that the Bidens are foreign assets, because they want to put that aging, doddering, amnesiac in the White House so they fully have a puppet with him and Kamala that the big corporations control, so they can keep us under lockdown and gut this nation. America is under a military globalist attack, an economic attack, a cultural and spiritual attack. So don't let them demoralize you. Don't let them piss you off. Get motivated and take action peacefully with the truth. We have the truth. At this critical time when every other place has been shut down, we have ban.video. So when you share the articles and this video from ban.video to your email list or text message, put up signs, hand out cards, download it, put it on other platforms. Whatever you do, get this information out now. God bless. Good luck. And understand, Trump has been reelected. And if the Supreme Court does his job, it will get certified. And that he will continue on as the 45th president for 4 more years. God bless.
And welcome back to Article 5 Live. I hope you enjoyed that encouraging word from Alex Jones, who's working his tail off 7 days a week and who isn't trying to educate people what's actually going on. Von Wiehunt, are you still with us, sir?
Yes, I am.
Would you like to give us some closing thoughts on the video just said and anything you want to add for the audience? We've got about a minute and a half.
You got it, buddy. JD, again, thanks for having me on your show. I love Alex Jones, and he's right. Biden is a fraud. The real coup is coming from the militant left in the Biden camp. Look, folks, the Democrats knew damn well they were going to lose this election. They pulled out all the stops to win. And again, their whole leftist ideology is win by any means necessary. And that's what we're seeing here play out. The right wing and Trump have a right to go to the court system and to litigate this. We've only begun to fight. And I agree with you, JD. I think that the House will vote for Trump being the rightful heir to the Oval Office and the president. God bless everyone. Thank you so much. And again, they can catch my show as well as your great show, always on online. But I'm on this coming Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks, JD.
Hey, thank you. Von Wiehunt, everybody. A great friend and a great patriot, and you should catch his show and add to his huge audience. And once again, I want to thank you guys for being part of Article 5 Live, all the new audiences from Twitch and the new comments from Periscope. And I appreciate you guys, even though we don't agree, let's have a discussion about it. And I'll refrain from calling you idiots. That's not fair. That's not right. Not really too smart on my part. So there's a mea culpa from your host, JD. It's not very productive. I have to admit to my frustration over this situation. We're going to be back next week with another edition of the best 90 minutes in digital media. It's Article 5 Live with your host. We're on 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Every Sunday, we'll have another great guest. And with so much more going on, it's just crazy. And I'll pop in during the week with an Article 5 extra or two, so look out for that on these same channels. Until then, may God bless you and your family and our great president. We'll be back next week with another great show. Thanks for being there, you guys.